Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
It's the men's turn, and we're still talking about high maintenance. And someone made an interesting point that what someone else could call high maintenance, if they're with a person that is of that equal maintenance physically, it could be nothing for that person and it's not high maintenance. And I think that is true, that when two people match as it relates to how they take care of themselves, for them it's really not high maintenance. You know, it's two people that are equally into their body, into their physical appearance, things like that. Well, into the body is more related to the health. I'll say into their physical appearance like that. But men, word on the street is that some women look at you all as high maintenance. Some men even look at you all as high maintenance. So this is quite fun. It's quite funny. Also, I stated in the past that I like what I call masculine men. I don't like pretty boys or anything like that. But I do like a handsome man. Now, a masculine looking, ruggedly looking, handsome man that has taken care of his physical health and his physical body, that is most definitely going to show up in his physical appearance just like it does for women. So I do like that. Now pretty boys I'm not really into, because I don't like what I look at as a feminine man. And then you get into that conversation of what defines feminine, what defines masculine. Well, it depends on the person that is looking. And I look at men and I can sometimes say, okay, for me, that is a feminine quality. I'm not really into that. Like a man that says, I like that. No, I would not be into him. I would not be into him. I would not be into him. No, it's other characteristics that I look at as feminine, as well as his mannerism. I would not look at that as feminine. I would not look at that as attractive. Do I like chivalry etiquette in men? But then there's a thing where you cross the line and the man is behaving in a feminine way, and that would turn me out physically like that. So have you all as men come across men that you look at as high maintenance? Have the women that are listening come across men that you look at as high maintenance? For me, a high maintenance man would be a man that is constantly in the mirror. And as I stated, I appreciate a good-looking man that takes care of himself, but high maintenance is when it goes to the extreme. He's constantly in the mirror. He won't do anything that it upsets the way that he looks like that. He refuses to get his hands dirty. He won't do it. His hands are softer than mine are. He's getting manicures and pedicures like that. And I know men get manicures and pedicures also, but he's getting them more than I'm getting them. Like that, we're going to not take it into the thing where he's wearing the makeup and the lipstick and the fingernail polish. We're not going to take it there. We're just going to take it. This go backwards, okay? Because for me, that would be like, for me, that as a woman, that is feminine, like that. So I would not be into a man like that. And I don't think that he would be into me like that. Hell no. Now, he refused to get his hands dirty. His hands are softer than mine. You know, he's constantly putting lotion on his hands. He's plucking his eyebrows, not because they're bushy and he thinks that he needs to do something with them finally, but he's doing that like daily. And he is overly taking care of his appearance. He has more facial moisturized than I do, and I have none at this moment. And he's constantly putting on chapstick. And he's potentially wearing your lip gloss or has bought his own lip gloss. His hair is, not only is it cut, which I appreciate a man that keeps his hair nice and neat. His hair is also in a style, and it has to be in a perfect style. You cannot touch his hair. He doesn't play that. His clothing is like, he takes care of his clothes better than you take care of yours, and you think you take care of yours very well like that. And he is not going to do anything that is related to traditionally what a man would be doing like that. which some women can say, well, that's great because they don't go by traditional gender roles. So this man will be perfect for them. It is like he wouldn't do anything of that. He'll look at you to do that like that. He'll look at, okay, you should be doing that. Okay, so the roles would not be gone and vanished, the traditional gender roles. It would be, they would be, has been transferred onto the woman. So I would not be into him. Now, have you all come across a man that is high maintenance? This person states that she has, and she states, a man should be just a little prettier than a monkey. Well, monkeys are cute. So I don't know if I agree with that, but it's kind of funny. This is a popular saying in my country, she states. And I grew up with this belief. 2 years ago, I dated a guy and I discovered that he was a high maintenance dude. I couldn't say this at first sight. So she wasn't able to tell at first. But there were a couple of things that shocked me. When we traveled together for the first time, I saw that he had a cosmetic bag way bigger than mine. Now, I know that men have a little shaving pouch that they keep their razor in and their toothbrush when they shop, and maybe cologne or something. I never knew that men had big cosmetic bags. I would look at that as a feminine man, and that would not be the type of man that I would be attracted to like that. Now, I don't have a cosmetic bag because I just stick the eyeliner and the mascara. That can go in my purse. And the lipstick. And if I chose to carry a cosmetic bag, it would be something quite small and quite empty. So if he had a big cosmetic bag and it had real cosmetics in it, me and him would not be the person for one another like that. She states, It was bothering to him that I wasn't perfectly shaved 24 hours, 7 days a week. So he was bothered that she wasn't perfectly shaved 24 hours, 7 days a week. She stated he could stay in front of a mirror for hours, that he would be in the mirror constantly. She also states he never let me touch his hair. She states, one day he told me my mustache was tickling him and that I shouldn't kiss him. So I lasted only 2 months with him because I had grew up with men who don't even know what waxing is. And that's enough for me and a man. Okay, so the gender roles had actually changed. He recognized her as having a mustache. He recognized himself as being feminine. When gender roles change, they don't disappear. They actually transfer from one person to the next. Surprise, like that. So I would not be into him. I like a man that takes care of himself, meaning muscular to a certain extent, not overly muscular, healthy, masculine, rugged, good looks, sophisticated, chivalrous, etiquette. To me, that is good looking. Not he's putting on the mascara, he's putting on the eyeliner, he's putting on the lipstick, he's wearing the blush, he's wearing the chapstick, he's a high maintenance damn diva. I'm like, I'm the girl. There's only room for one diva in here. Like that. So, and I'm not even diva. So I wouldn't be into a man that is that way. And this guy states, this woman states, this is an interesting question. I'm a woman, and I always think of women as being high maintenance. I myself am not. There was a time I shopped at Nordstrom's, and I'm much happier shopping at Target right now. Target, that's my store. I talked in the past. I love Target. I love Walgreens, especially their homeware area. I love it because it's beautiful, especially a nice Target that is new like that. I love going in Target now and Walgreens. I do not need to have the best of everything, she states. I just realized how high maintenance my ex was. He provided for me. He was the type of person that had to have every toy and be better than someone else. Sometimes he never even used it. He jumped from one thing to the other, sports, golf, scuba diving, archery, exercise equipment, truck accessories, to name a few. High maintenance people, they do that. Even the women, they go from one thing that is in trend to the, they have to go to the next. It's a lot of work being high maintenance. it's a lot of work, energy, and effort because you have to keep up. You have to keep up to be happy. You have to keep up to be happy. You have to know what's trend, what's not in trend. What so you can stop doing it. You have to know what's trend in there so you can follow that. And what's not for trends because you can stop doing it. Like, you have to keep up. And I guess it's with me and also with the sporting goods. One thing to the next. What's popular? What is it? That's not popular anymore. You're not supposed to have it anymore. That's how many it's people. It's kind of exhausting. Because they never get the chance to sit back and be their authentic self and choose what they get, what they purchase, what they associate themselves with based on authenticity and who they truly are and stick with it. They don't have time to, they don't have the freedom to do that. They have to keep up. They have to keep moving. They have to do this. They have to do what's in style. It's not about really liking it. It's about what everybody else is doing. It's not about really liking it. It's about, do everybody else find that you're in trend and you're keeping up, your own trend and you're keeping up. That's maintenance. It's work. It's work to be high maintenance. Now, these were not inexpensive toys, she stated. There were times when we would go to Home Depot and he would see something that he liked, put it into the cart, and I would tell him that he already had it. Thanks for letting me vent. Just reading the topic struck a nerve, she states. So men can be high maintenance also. I feel that the man that wants to go here, wants to do that, wants to do that, wants to do that, wants to be there, I feel that those are high maintenance. Even sexually, you can have men that are high maintenance, where the sex is about flipping you over, flipping you back, flipping you up, flipping you down, flipping you that way, turning you over there, all of that, all these different positions. And none of it is about the emotional connection sexually. None of it is about true pleasure sexually. None of it is about the sensuality sexually. And I feel that the type of body that I have that is well-maintained is wasted on a man like that. That is kind of high maintenance in the bedroom where it's about this position, that position, this thing, that thing, and all of it feels dry and like a bunch of pumping and pounding and none of it is sensual or appealing or satisfying. I feel that that's high maintenance. I'm more sensual, moving slow, enjoying the moment, all senses engaged, comfort, pleasure in all things that are being done. And I feel that that's not high maintenance. I feel that all of the moving and all the action and all the distraction and all the change and all the keeping up and all the flipping and all the flopping and all the twisting and all the positions and all the going here and all the going there and all the doing this and all the, that's high maintenance. And it takes a lot of energy and effort, and nothing is pleasurable about it. Nothing is sensual about it. Nothing is enjoyable about it. Nothing is peaceful about it. Nothing is comforting about it. And nothing is satisfying about it. It's just a lot of damn movement. And you're like, hell, I could have had a V8 and got more pleasure. As if people have lost sight of sitting back, relaxing, being in the moment, and enjoying whatever it is that they are doing. From outside the bedroom to inside the bedroom. It's like, it's not about that. It's about some other type of stuff that is like, what in the hell is going on? And I guess they people think that that means that they're active people or they're people that are different or fancy or something. I think is something else. I think it's people that may be hyper or like are not satisfied with themselves, so they have to go on to the next thing or the next thing or have to do the next thing, or they don't really know what pleasure and comfort and enjoying the moment and being authentic is about. And that's what makes people high maintenance. That they cannot be satisfied with themselves. They cannot be satisfied with what they're doing. They cannot be satisfied with their own performance. They cannot be satisfied with who they are. They cannot be satisfied with what they bring to the table. So they have to be moving and moving and moving and changing and changing and changing and going in circle and going in circle. And they're never coming from a place of authenticity. Something else is leading their movements. Something else is leading their interactions. Something else is leading their taste. Something else is leading their enjoyment like that. they're not refined and know exactly what they bring to the table and being comfortable with that. And then, yeah, also a little along with that, it goes with moving with times and things like that. But already having one's own concrete self, refined, fully developed, and not truly being taken away from like that. So I think people allow things that are external to them to motivate them or to get them personality. And that is what caused them to be high maintenance. Because they cannot be comfortable with who they are. They can feel that they don't bring much to the table personality-wise. They can feel that they're not unique. They can feel that they're not different. They can feel that they're not authentic. They cannot know who they truly are and be satisfied with that. Because when you have your, when you're aligned with your own authenticity, your own authentic self, my personal opinion is that, and then when you're trying new things, it's different because you're bringing your own essence to the table. It's not about the next thing and 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 the next thing. And then you're, and the person that is looking like, okay, well, who in the hell are you? Who are you beneath the surface of all of this movement? And back to the lovemaking, where it's like, is if we even look at high maintenance men in the bedroom, where it's like, or they cannot be high maintenance, they just could be people that, I don't know if it's based on the partners that they had sexually in the past, where there's no, where the sex is like, it's like bland, or it's more about a lot of different positions than about the sensuality and enjoyment of one another's body. It's like, it's not about the touching and the sensuality and the taking all of that in and the slow enjoyment. It's more about the mechanics of sex, just like people with who are high maintenance outside the bedroom, is the mechanics of living and moving with what somebody else sets the tone as what you should be aspiring to. And that tone always changes and you try to aspire to something else. You never get comfortable with anything, not even with yourself. You get lost in the shuffle. And some people are happy to have themselves lost in the shuffle because they may not like who they are completely. I remember I was watching someone's channel. I watch fashion channels, and where you had a fashion gurus, and this woman specifically, she said something that stood out. I don't know how to, I can't quote it specifically. And she talks about purses. She talks about high-end items and things like that. And she was like, I think these videos are quite boring, that my life consists of more than shopping and doing this, that I have a full life, because she also has a career. And she does videos on sometimes on teaching women how to go for their dreams and go for their goals and aspirations. And she was like, but these videos, when I'm talking about the purses and when I'm talking about the clothes, they get the most views. But I find them quite boring. I do them because you all like them. Okay. Like, okay. So she has an essence. She has an authenticity. She knows who she is. Okay, now, and she also is aware of what people are wanting from her, what people find fascinating, what other people are aligned with and where their mind is. And she appeases that because she could do that, because she also has that interest in fashion, but she's always states that fashion is only a portion of who I am. And people can look at her and think that she's high maintenance because she's well put together. But not really. Not really, because she has, is more to her than that. And she has more to offer to other women than that, even though that's what women seek her out for. Because she, when she puts those videos those up on how to get your credit right, how to go out and purchase a car, how to excel at your job, like that, that doesn't get her as many views as when she's talking about the latest purse that she bought and the latest outfit that she bought. So, and that's some food for thought, but we're back with the men being high maintenance. So guys, it's not only the women, it's the men also that could be high maintenance. And I look at a high maintenance man as feminine. I do. I look at a high maintenance man as feminine for some reason. I do. This guy states, Neiman states, high maintenance man that he's come across. His name was Raiz. Back in 2001, while going through our basic training, he was in my platoon and we shared the same barracks. Very sensitive person who was enthusiastically concerned of his facial appearance all the time. Guy lived to sit in front of his tiny mirror, combing, plucking, and petting his face. If he is not in ground or in law school, you can bet he's in the barrack with his trunk open and using all the accessories that got anything to do with his face. I used to wake up earliest in the morning to beat the rush and take a dump and shower in peace. And believe you me, even then, as I would be rubbing my eyes and gathering courage to leave the bed, he'd already be all freshened up and sitting there opposite to me, facing the mirror. He would gently comb his hair repeatedly, straighten his eyelashes. Okay, something, I'm not laughing at that, but something else came to my mind. Straightening his eyelashes and mustache, and then get busy with his eternal quest of picking some imaginary hair and microorganisms off his face. And you could just wonder if he will stop, but he won't. No way. He was really gentle, and he was really a gentle and peaceful guy, minded his own business, and never caused trouble. Nobody messed with him. He never gave out such an excuse. Out of curiosity, I actually tried engaging him in conversation over this in friendly manners. And I would state, Riaz, I don't know how to pronounce his name, what is it you're doing? There is nothing on your face. Your hair looks strong. You look just fine. Look at me. I don't even have a mirror and it's okay. We will be dirty after an hour in the ground anyway. I wonder why you do care so much. He just smiled and never answered. I never made fun of him. And to be honest, his habit wasn't irritating, but interesting. It was entertaining to see him in his activities. He met me once after training and still his hair looked strong, real strong. I really respected the guy and hope he's doing great. Never heard of him again. A quick update. I contacted another batchmate of mine to confirm the name of the guy that I was speaking about. Here's how the brief conversation went. Hi, Faisal. Do you remember that guy in our barrack that used to always comb his hair? What was his name? Oh, yes. He states the person's name. I can't pronounce it. The one who used to rub handkerchief on his ears so extensively that his ears were red all the time. And I repeated, yes, that one. And my friend stated, yes, I remember, and really nice fellow. Met him a few times afterwards, but it's been a while now. Okay. So they had someone in the military, a man that was high maintenance, with physical presentations. Now, I know that a lot of men that are into makeup and they wear makeup, they're high maintenance. They're into like beauty care and things like that. They're high maintenance. Okay, so that may have been the type of man that this was, you know, because as I stated, I appreciate a good-looking man, a regularly handsome, good-looking, masculine man like that. But a feminine man that is doing it, me and them would not be a match romantically. And I would look at anybody that is carrying a makeup case as a man, as high maintenance, because I don't even do that. And I'm quite a feminine woman. Like that. So, and a man that wouldn't want me to touch him because he's scared I'm going to mess up his face or mess his body up and mess his hair up, I wouldn't know how to feel or what to think or what to say. I would be like frozen in surprise because I'm quite a feminine woman and I'm not even that way with men. I'm like in the heat of the moment, mess me up like that, you know? And so I don't know, even though I sound to a lot of people, I sound as if physical appearance of men is important. It is to me, but not to the extreme important like that. And when I'm describing a physically appealing man, my mind is picturing something else. My mind is picturing, I stayed in the past, I like a man with a little bit of stubble on him sometimes. I like the roughness. I like callous hands rubbing all over my body like that. I like a man that looks masculine, that has been taken where came, that looks like a man that acts like a traditional man, which a lot of women don't like because they assign that with negative characteristics. I like a traditional man that looks good, sophisticated, debonair, masculine. I'm the one saying I like that. I'm the one like worried about my eyelashes, which hell, I don't worry about them like that. It's like, so I need to end this because this is taking me into territory that I'm quite uncomfortable with. Like that.